Welcome back to Toronto, everybody. This one is in the books. The Riders survive a scare, and they knock off the Toronto Argonauts 30-29. We're brought to you by Sask Lotteries, Capital Auto Mall, and Marcus in New Holland. Luke Mullender, how about a little post-game analysis of how the Riders won this one tonight?
Well, very fortunate to come out of here with a victory. Again, another solid outing from Brett Lowther is the difference maker in this game. He's been solid all year for them, and it's nice because when you have big kicks like that in a game, you really get the feeling that it's a confident feeling when Lowther's out there, right? You're like, oh, we're not worried about this one. And I don't know when the last time the Riders really felt that with their special team situations, despite how well Kripinga has kicked in the past. The defense, I think they came out, and it's not that they struggled. I think the Argos offense just played well. And again, that's one of the things that not enough credit has gone to the Argos offense, because they have been losing these games, but there has been spots in which they've been able to move the ball. So it's a tough road win, and that's what you need. You need these tough road wins in the Canadian Football League, especially in the final third of the year. You need to be able to grind things out with your teammates, because this you know, solidifies locker rooms. You know, it's just a good team win, and much needed.
Argos kicker Zach Badaros missed a 51-yarder to win the game with 2 seconds to go. So was it a case of the Riders stealing it?
I wouldn't say stealing it. I mean, you're looking at the final stats. Offensively, the Argos had 429, and the Riders had 377. It was just back and forth, and again, it was the ability for both teams to move the ball in the 35, but have to kick field goals after. And we said, you know, we felt at first it felt like, okay, the last kicker that has the chance to kick is going to win. But then what happened? Medeiros missed, and it only gave him 1 point, right? And you saw it. The Riders came back in the 35s. They moved it. Faltered again in the red zone. Next thing you know, they didn't even get to the red zone. Tell you the truth, it was a 56-yarder. And again, this Lowther kid, man, he's balling.
He's money. This is the fifth quarter. We're just getting rolling. We'll be right back to BMO Field after this on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Back at BMO Field, one more segment with Luke upstairs before he heads downstairs to chat with Chris Jones and our game stars. We're for SaskTel, Young's Equipment, and TrueFlex Canola with Roundup Ready technology. A new legacy begins. What a wild one, Luke. Riders led for almost the entire game. At the break, they led 24-14, but the Argos came out and over the next 20 minutes outscored the Riders 10-3. What did they do to wrestle momentum back before their kicker missed two in the fourth quarter to essentially lose the game?
Well, one of the things the Argos did is they came out and they got in and out of the huddle with a sense of urgency. They weren't allowing the Saskatchewan Rough Riders to change out their substitution packs, to get the calls in. They were rushing to the line of scrimmage, getting the play called, and rolling. And obviously it worked, because again, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, at times they were getting into their assignments a little bit behind schedule, and they were able to move the ball that way.
Zach Caleros, your thoughts on his performance tonight? Threw a couple of touchdowns to Jordan Williams-Lambert. There were a couple of picks, both to number 36. One came back for the pick six. How do you think Zach feels about his game tonight?
I don't know what he's going to think about the game. I think that it's one of those things where when he needed to make a play there late in the fourth, he did. I like the fact that he was extending plays with his legs and allowing guys to create separation from the defenders that were covering him in order to get the ball. But again, he's throwing picks, right? I'm not sure how many games in a row he's thrown an interception, but you'd like him to be a little bit more secure with the football. I do think that it was miscommunication on the part of Naaman Roosevelt and Caleros on that pick six, because I think that he really thought that Naaman Roosevelt was going to run that comeback route to the inside, and when Naaman turned outside, it put that ball just enough to the left to where the DB could make a play on it as well. And again, in pro football, the DBs and players in general that take advantage of those opportunities are the ones who are going to get themselves into the end zone, and that's what happened.
We will let you get downstairs. We got our four-star selection coming up. This is the fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Rider Nation, elated after this outcome in Toronto tonight. 30-29 over the Argos. We're brought to you by Seedmaster, the wireless age in casinos Regina and Moose Jaw. Always entertaining as we look to the defensive stars in the football game. Not a lot of doubt for the Argos. Rookie halfback Trumaine Washington out of Louisville. Two interceptions today for the Argos to go along with four defensive tackles. One of those interceptions came back 57 yards for a touchdown off Zach Caleros. Trumaine Washington, the defensive star for the Toronto Argonauts. And you're going to look at the Saskatchewan defensive stat sheet and maybe question this choice for defensive game star. But Luke wanted to go with Charleston Hughes tonight, who's had a quiet couple of weeks, but tonight he was in McLeod Bethel Thompson's face all night long. He chipped in just one defensive tackle, but if they were still tracking quarterback pressures, he probably had four or five. He thought Charleston Hughes was the guy that most affected this game defensively for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And we'll hear from him coming up. Charleston Hughes for the Riders on defense. Trumaine Washington for the Argonauts. We'll be back with our offensive stars right after this on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. At BMO Field, fifth quarter continues for Redhead Equipment, Crop Production Services, and Borgo Industries. As we turn our attention to the offensive stars in this game, we're giving an honorable mention to Argo quarterback McLeod Bethel Thompson. Tonight, 32 of 44 was his stat line for 321 yards and one interception. But the guy that we went with, he was the guy that the quarterback went with more often than not. S.J. Green tonight went over 100 yards receiving. Their leading receiver overall in the season tonight, six catches for 106 yards. He's the Argos offensive game star. And for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders tonight, you're going to hear from him shortly. How can you not go with sophomore kicker Brett Lowther in a pressure situation tonight? He ends up going 3 for 3, including a 56-yarder, which ties his season long. Chris Jones took that win in the fourth quarter, gambling that it would have an effect in the game's outcome, and it did. Lowther made tonight from 23 yards, 22 yards earlier, and then 56 yards with the game on the line with 1:14 to go. He's the offensive star for the Riders. S.J. Green for the Argos. The game stars are brought to you by the Bear Claw Casino, the friendly place to stay and play on the prairies. Visit bearclawcasino.ca. Write the game stars down and be listening to the Sports Cage Radio Roundtable with Michael Ball for your chance to win a J.P. Weiser Special Blend gift pack. Again, Brett Lowther on offense, Charleston Hughes on defense. We'll go live to the locker room next. This is the fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Okay, we're back in Toronto on the fifth quarter for AGCO, CAA Saskatchewan, and the TAP. Saskatchewan Rough Riders emerging with a 30-29 victory over the Toronto Argonauts. Here tonight, before a crowd of 14,479, Luke Mullender, we just heard from him downstairs in the Rider locker room. He tells us that Chris Jones is just with all of the media, and as soon as he's done that, he'll come over and join us for the one-on-one interview, which, by the way, is brought to you by Great Western Brewery. Cheers to the original 16 and 25 years of great beer. They took a chance and went all in with a smooth double-aged beer proudly brewed in the West. Riders got on the board first in this football game. 6 minutes in, Jordan Williams-Lambert hauling in a 5-yard touchdown toss from Zach Caleros with the point after. Riders led 7-0. They went up 10-0 at 9:08 into the opening quarter. Brett Lowther, a 22-yard field goal, and it was 10-0. The Argos got on the board with 1:03 remaining in the opening quarter. Medeiros, a 42-yard field goal, made it 10-3 Saskatchewan going into the second quarter. James Franklin tied the game up with a 1-yard touchdown run at the 4:33 mark with a point after the game was tied 10-10. The Riders then went ahead on what was probably the TSN highlight of the night, Marcus Thigpen, on the first play from scrimmage, an 82-yard touchdown run, 5:23 into the second quarter with the point after the Riders led 17-10. At 8:16 of the second quarter, Zach Medeiros hit a 69-yard punt single, and Riders' lead was cut to 17-11. But at 10:25 into the second quarter, Williams-Lambert caught his second touchdown of the game, a 12-yard reception from Zach Caleros, and it was 24-11 Saskatchewan at that time. On the final play of the first half, Medeiros booted a 48-yard field goal, and it was 24-14 Saskatchewan going to the break. A lot of points in this one, a lot of field goals, 5:38 into the second quarter to cap the Argos opening drive. Medeiros hit a 22-yard field goal. And, are you ready? Okay, we're going to go downstairs right now. Luke is with Riders coach Chris Jones.
coaches, we enter the final third of the year. You need these wins where your team has to grind it out. Talk a little bit about today's result.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, again, it wasn't certainly our prettiest performance, but, you know, we're never going to apologize for a win. It's very reminiscent of a few years ago. We beat a Winnipeg team at Winnipeg at Edmonton, and we kicked a field goal on the last play. So it was very reminiscent of that. And, again, we were fortunate to walk out with a win, but it is a win.
Coach, with special teams playing such a big role in your victories this year, talk a little bit about the depth guys. Guys like Jordan Reeves, they're doing a fantastic job. Alexander Gagne. Talk about their contributions and what's really put them in a position to succeed.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of those guys are very they're not very well known, and a lot of people don't know who they are, but they're very vital to the success of this football team. They show up every day. They work extremely hard. They perform when the games are here on the line. And, again, I couldn't be more proud of those two guys.
Your decision to take the win in the fourth quarter looks like it's paying off. Talk about Brett Lowther and his ability to kick clutch field goals.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, the wind was blowing, and it didn't seem like it was a huge wind early in pregame, you know, when we went out. But you know, we thought that the wind was going to be about a 5 to 7 yard wind, and he kicked the ball off and landed at the 20 yard line. I told Dickie, I said, you know, that wind's blowing harder than we think. I said, because otherwise he'd be inside the 15 or inside the 10, certainly. And so anyway, we decided at halftime to go ahead and, you know, give them the ball, and, you know, we were hoping that we could hold them, and certainly we allowed them to go down, kick a field goal, and tighten the game up. And but fortunately we had the wind in the fourth, which, you know, it affected a couple of theirs and certainly hopefully helped ours go through also. So
a lot of balance in the offense, ran the ball well in spots, threw the ball well in spots. Did anything change in the game plan, or is this just execution improving?
You know what? I mean, we've got, you know, very young receiving core, and, you know, this is the third or fourth week of them working together, and, you know, they believe in one another, and, you know, it's not going to ever be, you know, beautiful when you've got, you know, four or five rookies running around, you know, but they play extremely hard. They love our football team, and like I say, I'm proud of them.
In these close games, you see a pick six. How do you keep your team from being deflated on the sideline when you know there's so much more game left?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, it's a long game, and, I mean, we're a good football team. We're going to keep grinding, keep believing in what we're doing, and thought offensively that we remained aggressive. We didn't, you know, go, you know, extremely conservative at that point. We kept on throwing the ball down the field and had an opportunity there for a big play. We end up, you know, dropping the football. 84 dropped the ball there. But, again, we did just enough to win the football game, and I'm proud of the team.
It's all about health in this final third. You came out healthy?
Yeah, you know, pretty much healthy. We had some, you know, bumps and bruises here or there. So we'll take a day off tomorrow, and the guys, I'm sure, will come and go to the training room, that type of thing. Then we'll lift the next day and get back in the weight room to stay strong. And then we've got another day off. That'll be pretty much just a film and mop-up day, get this game out of our system, and then back to day one.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the big win.
Thanks a lot, man.
All right, that is Luke Mulliner with Coach Jones downstairs. We'll take a timeout and be back with more from BMO after this on the fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Back at BMO Field for Young's Equipment, Sask Lotteries, and the Cooperators, see Jeremy Saxby at Southside Financial Services in Regina. Luke is downstairs with our offensive game star, Brett Lowther.
Well, we got the defensive game star first. Charleston Hughes is here with us. The first thing you tell me as soon as you get out of the locker room, you say, man, I didn't get the sacks. And I said, man, you were pressuring them relentlessly all game. Talk about how important it is to get the quarterback off his spot or hurry the quarterback in a Mark Trestman coached offense.
You know, he was playing, you know, pretty good and completing a lot of passes, and I just felt like he felt comfortable. And I, you know, I pulled up the defensive line and told him that we need to start getting vertical and start getting to the quarterback a little bit more, because I just felt like we weren't, you know, just being disruptive. So, I mean, once we really got a hold of everything and started being disruptive, I mean, that's key to pass rushing.
Well, it went back and forth between the 35s, right? They managed to move the ball, but they always ended up in kicks. But one of the crucial things was your response after the pick six that the Argos managed to get. What does it take for a defense? Like, what do you tell your defense on the sideline when a pick six happens and you got to get right back out there?
I mean, you just got to bounce back, man. You just got to move on and just tell, you know, the team next play and just forget it happened. I mean, you can't sit up there and keep harping on a play like that, because it happens. It's part of football, and it's always about how you respond.
What's important for this team headed into the final five games now for you guys?
most important, just win it out. I mean, we got to aim for that goal and to win every game from here on out, next 5 weeks, and then, you know, let destiny take over. It don't matter what happens, you got to win.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, man, I'll let you hit the showers. Appreciate you spending your time with us, and we'll get this is the second time in a row we've interviewed our field goal kicker, Brett Lowther. Hey, man, talk about 56-yarder today, and talk about just how fun – it looks like you're having a lot of fun out there, especially when you have those clutch opportunities.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the last 4 years, I almost gave up on this stuff, and like I said, a lot of people kept me going, and so I'm just trying to have fun now. I don't care what anyone thinks. I mean, with these guys in this group we have, everyone worked hard tonight. It wasn't just me. It came down to the wire, and everyone put in a team effort tonight for that win.
Kicking on the road too, which is obviously a little bit tougher when you're dealing with the crowd noise. What's your routine on the road? Does it change at all from home games?
Nothing changes. Same as if it's a 10-yarder to start the game or if it's a 56 to end the game. Just try to keep it the same. Try not to change anything. And tonight was a little tougher. The first time playing on grass, kind of didn't have the best ops and other stuff going on the grass field tonight, I felt like, compared to the turf. But you just got to mentally get over it and try to do what you can to win the game.
Do you do anything? Actually, that's the first time we've ever heard a kicker say that, like the difference between the grass and the field. What is the difference, and how do you get over that?
Just my plant flick kept sliding every time I was planting a kick on kickoff or field goals. So I didn't want to switch my tee or my cleats or anything. I just tried to mentally adjust and stay tuned in and just go a little slower so I wasn't sliding as much. And at the end, it was a great snap and hold by the guys and everyone blocking up front and the offense getting us in that position to win the game.
Special teams has been so important here for this team. Just talk about the unit in general, return teams, cover teams. Talk about their solid play.
Yeah, it's crazy. I get a lot of credit for what goes on, but, I mean, the guys snapping the ball, holding the ball, punting, the core cover guys we have, I don't want to start naming a couple because there's so many of them. They do a great job tackling, and I mean, it's top to bottom special teams over here. It's the best group I've been around, and Coach Dickinson's just unreal at coaching the guys up and making sure everyone knows what they have to do.
We got to get on the bus before we go. What's the important for you moving forward in these last five games? Crucial part of the season, obviously. How do you finish strong?
Yeah, we just want to put our noses down and keep grinding away and hopefully be able to get a home game for the Rough Rider fans back home for the first round. But a lot of work still left.
All right, man. Thanks for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Luke Mullender downstairs with our game stars, Charleston Hughes and Brett Lowther. So just a note to our producer, Jake, do we have one more segment or are we going to the highlights now? Okay, we'll take a timeout and be back with a post-game rewind next. This is the fifth quarter on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Back for a final time here at BMO Field. Riders knock off the Argos 30-29, and we're for Pioneer Protector Harvest Max CR, Willow Park Wines and Spirits, and Redhead Equipment. Don't forget, Ballsy and his crew are upcoming with the Sports Cage Radio Roundtable. All that's left is the post-game rewind, the radio highlights for AGI, Batco, Wheatheart, West Steel, REM, West Steel, Nico, and more. This is AGI. AGI is committed to providing farmers with industry-leading products they can count on. Visit aggrowth.com. Referee Dave Foxcroft whistles time in. Riders in white, Argos in blue, and Brett Lowther kicks it away. This one's underway from BMO Field. McLeod, Bethel, Thompson, the Argos starting a twin tight end set near left hash of their 36. Thompson takes a sack from Willie Jefferson on the opening play of the game back at the Argo 29-yard line. McLeod, Bethel, Thompson didn't see Willie coming at all. Three receivers on the field, two right, one left. Caleros waves him in motion. Play fake, drops back, throws it up in the end zone. Caught by Air Jordan for the touchdown. And the Riders score first tonight. They're up 6-0. 22-yard field goal attempt for Brett Lowther. Martell gets it down. Lowther, a chip shot for him from 22 yards out, and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders add to the lead. 10-0 here in Toronto. McLeod, Bethel, Thompson extends the arm, calls for it, gets it down. Medeiros gets it off, and it is true, and the Argos are on the board. With 1:03 to go in the opening quarter, it's now Saskatchewan 10, Toronto 3. Argos first and goal, Rider 1, James Franklin to quarterback it. Around the right side goes Franklin, and he's in the end zone. Touchdown, Toronto. We're going to have a tie game at BMO Field from the 27-yard line. The gives to ThinkPet. Hold off the left side, 30, 35, 40. Dances ThinkPet, 45, 50.
He go.
Midfield, Thinky, 45, 40. Down the near sidelines, back inside of the 20. He's going to score. Ryder's getting Thinky with it. Marcus ThinkPet with the touchdown. Throws, drops, looks left, puts it up in the end zone for Eric Jordan, and he makes the catch in the back left corner. And the Saskatchewan Roughriders have their biggest lead of the night now, 23-11. Five wide for Zach on second and long. Here comes the blitz. He stands back, delivers near flats, and it is intercepted. And it's being returned down the near sidelines. Trumaine Washington all the way to the end zone. Touchdown, Argos. We're going to have a tie game. McLeod, Bethel, Thompson to hold from 36 yards out from the far left hash. Snaps back, he gets it down. Medeiros gets it off. Plenty of distance, but he's wide to the left. It'll go out the back of the end zone for one. 56 yards from the right hash. Josh Bartel to give the Riders the lead. He gets it down. Lowther gets it off. Does he have the distance?
Yep.
He's good!
Buckets.
Ah, yeah! 56. Lowther! And the Riders lead by two. Bethel Thompson, the holder, gets it down. The kick is up. It's hooking. It's wide to the left. Kyran Moore concedes one. 2 seconds are left on the clock. He missed it. And the Riders are up 30-29 with 2 seconds to go. One more snap of the football. Zach Caleros in the victory formation takes a knee, and that's it. The Saskatchewan Roughriders are back on track. They're 8-5 after a 30-29 win in Toronto tonight. And there you go. You heard it. The final score. Again, Ballsy and his crew are next. And next up for the Riders is in Montreal 1 week from tomorrow. You've been listening to the CFL on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Network stations 96.3 Cruise FM in Saskatoon, GX94 Yorkton, 900 CKBI Prince Albert, 1050 CJNB North Battle Ford, and 102.3 CJNS FM in Meadow Lake. Your flagship station for Rough Riders football is 620 CKRM Regina.
Here with our friend Tom Shepard, friends of the Riders Touchdown Lottery, the 32nd annual. And Tom, you look better than ever on those posters.
I know. They're collector's items, those brochures.
Yeah. But so you guys have changed the lottery this year. You've added a $250,000 grand prize.
Yeah, I wanted to go for a bigger first prize of $250,000 cash. Then and I have a second prize of $150,000 cash, and then a third one of $50,000 cash. After that, we've got like the 14 GMC and Ford vehicles. We've got a camper trailer. We got all-terrain vehicle. We got trips all over the world and all kinds of them, including some sporting trips with Rod going to the NFL and NBA games and something like that. Then we got jewelry. We got all kinds of things, something for everyone. And then on top of that regular draw, we have the 50-50, and as you know, Ballsy, that usually runs around $350,000 to the winner. And this year we added something new. We added the December Daily Cash Award, where we're going to give $50,000 away cash in the month of December, $2,000 every Monday, $5,000 on Christmas Day, and $1,000 every day thereafter. I think that's $15,000.
Yeah, that's right. I was going to say, Tom, you're jipping yourself to $10,000 there. Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. It's $15,000 on Christmas Day, and then $1,000 every other day.
That's awesome. And, of course, you can get three ways to get your tickets. You can come down in person to the ticket office in business hours. You can call 1-800-668-1999 or friendsoftheriders.com. And, of course, it's a win-win because you could win something and the money goes to the bottom line of the football team.
Yes, it has. And over the years, Ballsy, with your help and everybody else's help, this lottery has produced $22 million in profit to the club. And at the same time, we've given over away over $30 million in prizes. This year, we're going to give away another $2-point-something million in prizes. And we have great opportunities. So support your team, buy your ticket, and support your riders. And I got a feeling somebody listening to the game today will win a major, major prize.
Tom always has that feeling, and it's usually right. So we'll see if he's right, and we'll see if the riders can pull it out today as well.